In this video, we'll use a Nasher Linux VM to run FernApp and expose a GUI Linux application, a Linux native application, via the browser. So FernApp is an open source project. It basically creates a web server on 8080 and exposes an application. It has some requirements like Java and some other packages. You just have to fire up a new VM that you can create from the management portal very easily by just going to Virtual Machine, Quick Create, and then choosing Ubuntu from the list and going through the prompts. And after that, you can log in via SSH. You don't have a desktop. You could install one, and you can expose this desktop via BNC, for example. But the FernApp approach could allow you to, you know, have several users using the browser and accessing the application in a near-native way via a Java applet. So I already installed all the requirements on this VM, so OpenJDK and some other packages that were required. I also installed Xterm, which it's just a GUI-based terminal manager that will help us illustrate the functionality. And I already downloaded and unzipped FernApp. I just have to run the server now, and I'm passing Xterm as an argument. After a few seconds, while it boots, I'll get the message that I can now go to 8080 index.html, and that should be it. However, before you do that, you need to do two things. First of all, you need to open the endpoint on the Azure Management Portal. So TCP 8080 is right here, and also TCP 4711, because FernApp requires that TCP port as explained in their setup wiki page. And this is the applet loading. You'll get a prompt for the passphrase. The default is 123, as set up on FernApp. You click OK, and then you are running an Xterm on the browser. This is a terrible idea security-wise. You're running this on an unencrypted connection, and you're running a terminal on top of that. So you would need to take care of running this on a VPN or setting up SSL for this specific application. But what I'm going to do now is I'm going to close this. And I'm going to shut down the server, and I'm going to run a more complex application that actually has some graphical aspects to it. So I have the Pinguino IDE. Pinguino is a board like Arduino, and there's an IDE that is written in Python using WX widgets. And so I'm going to run that. I already had the Pinguino IDE downloaded and extracted on this VM. This is all running on the Azure VM, and I'm just going to pass that as the argument to FernApp server. So again, it's gonna start, and then, you know, FernApp server is running, the application has started. I'm just going to paste this. Again, I'm going to get a prompt for the passphrase, 123, and now I have a GUI with my Pinguino IDE, and I could use this just as if I were, in the VM. So this is one approach to exposing native Linux applications that have a graphical interface using FernApp, which is an open source project on top of Azure, to make sure that you can access your platform as a service graphic-based solutions running on the cloud.